How many spam phone calls are you guys getting in one day? Because I counted 20 yesterday alone. 20 spam calls / robocalls.
That's literally / insane.
Telemarketing. I'm losing my mind, Breezy. It almost seems that, I don't know, the more you block these numbers, the more calls that you get. It speaks to my mornings, and you know, I'm trying to get some insight on how to go about fixing this issue. So if you guys have any advice, 585-252-9800.
Changing my
number is not an option.
Yeah, no one's going to change their number. But I think one of the biggest things is like figuring out how you end up on this list in the first place. Where did the data breach happen? Where did your number get leaked? Like, this is crazy.
I'm sure there's one or two websites in the past I put my phone number into, and I'm sure they sold, you know, my info.
But like, okay, what is a spam call, right? Because a lot of the times I get these spam calls and no one is on the other line.
Are you answering them? It's brave.
Sometimes I do if I think a doctor's appointment is calling me or whatever.
See, like 17
yesterday.
Or they'll
leave voicemails.
Spam, 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 spam. Most of them say United States. Others say robocaller. They all have the same area code. It's all 680. And I just, the more I block, I go through, I block every number, and it's like they call back even more when I'm blocking the number. It's like they're almost doing it for spite. And yesterday was just one of those days where I was completely over it. And like I said, the more I blocked the calls, the more they would call back. It's like out of spite.
Right.
And this has now officially become personal. And I don't know what to do about it. We had this conversation. I was telling you how pissed I was at Verizon because my phone bill's $130 a month. So a lot of people were like, you know, you should call them, try and fix that. I'm like, it just seems a little steep for one line to pay $130 a month.
Right.
But I was like, you know, are there any options that Verizon offers that could help you block these numbers? I don't know.
Hugo, if that's the case, I'm staying.
Well, I'm just, it's a headache, you know? I'm so over it. Steve says, what's up, guys? I was getting the same thing. What I did was go into iPhone settings and go to phone and silence unknown callers. That has helped a little bit. Yeah, he said I made the mistake by entering my phone number on every website I visited. Yeah, those sites will absolutely sell your information.
That'll do her.
This is such a headache. God, I wanted to throw my phone up against the wall yesterday. And then if I did that, I would have panicked, you know?
Yeah.
And felt horrible because God knows we're all so attached to our phones.
Right. I just like, in this day and age, like, how stupid do people actually think we are? Like, when does this work? I mean, maybe for like elderly people or people who aren't really tech savvy.
They don't know who they're calling. Like, I get a call a couple of weeks ago from this, he was an Indian guy. I was like, who is this? He's like, Walter. I said, what's your real name? He goes, it's Walt. It's like, okay. Well, apparently my social security number was broken and they needed me to fix it. Otherwise, I was going to be placed under the rest. I was like, oh, right. Okay, that sounds
the rest
serious.
The rest of who?
You're going to be placed under the rest if you don't fix the social security number. We need you to send us $500, and then we will officially be able to fix it. I say, how did it break? He goes, we don't know. This happens all the time, but we need the $500 immediately.
Right, of course.
I was like, all right, take my card number. It's 1234567 89. Moose, ask your provider if they have a spam blocker. They don't do it automatically. You have to ask. But try a spam blocker app like RoboKiller. Is it free?
Yeah, this person says, I block every spam number that calls me. That seems to work well. Okay.
Oh, this person, Julie, says you can't interact with the calls. If you don't drop the call, just silence your ringer, and they should start to go away.
So, for my phone, like, some of these calls won't even come through to my phone. Maybe that's a setting I have on my phone. Like, they won't even ring. They'll just say, like, missed call, and it'll be, like, potential spam and silenced and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe there is a setting, because I definitely have that on my phone.
I don't know. I got to figure out how to do that feature. Oh, God, this is so frustrating. Krista says, I block everyone, and after years, I get maybe two a week. My old phone number, however, was the number some skank used to have before me, and bill collectors, police, and some guy named Dizzy are all looking for her. Oh, okay. Dizzy.
Dizzy's called me a couple times, too, so that makes sense. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and that just comes down to, like, I'm never going to change my number because you're annoying. Just like I said last break, I'm not going to inconvenience my life because you're an idiot. So
there's no way I've had my number since 2000. Okay? For the last 25 years, it's just a part of who I am.
Correct.
I can't do it. And most people who have a cell phone today, they've had their number, the same number, for over 20 years.
I cannot believe that people get new numbers.
People do it all the time.
So
but
crazy to me.
I got to ask you, though, if you've gotten a new number in the last year or so, how refreshing is it? Because some of you,
nobody,
you don't want to be reached.
You. No.
Some of you don't want to be reached.
No, you do not. Oh, gosh. I haven't gotten a wrong text in a while. And I'm like, I'm fiending for it. I want someone to send me a text that they think they're talking to Janine from California. You know, it's just like fun to chat with new people.
Moose, who's your phone provider? It's Verizon. If it's AT&T, they offer Active Guard. Mm. It will block suspected scammers and spam. I haven't seen one in months.
Looks like you're switching.
The free version works just fine. You don't need to pay for the monthly version. I would imagine most other cell phone providers offer something similar for their subscribers. Also, tell Walter I said hello. I will. I'll give him your best.
Absolutely.
We'll give Walter your best. I got to try one of these. I mean, there's definitely options here, but this is driving me nuts. I mean, every call that came in yesterday, I think it's an important call. Like, somebody's actually reaching out to want to speak to me.
Wait, yeah, that's
not a single person.
That's so funny. You like think you're super important.
Yeah, the whole day.
You're like, I'm so popular. I haven't even gotten this many calls on my birthday on Monday.
No, I didn't. And yeah, all these calls were because apparently my social security number is broken.
That's like when you leave your phone at home for the day and you come running back and you're like, oh, 50 texts. It's all just like coupon to Kohl's. Like, get money now. Just like
such
stupid
a waste of time.
Spam texts.
Absolute waste of time. If your social security number is broken, I would definitely recommend fixing it. Otherwise, you're going to be placed under the rest.